Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Monday, August 29th, and we're here with you updating whenever there's news all day, every weekday. Former President Trump has been calling for an independent official to go through all the documents seized at Mar-a-Lago, and a federal judge signaled over the weekend that she might grant that request. But the Department of Justice says it's already had a filter team from the FBI go through the docs and find anything that might have been protected under attorney-client privilege, which is standard practice. Though the department did not acknowledge Trump's claims that any of the documents could be protected by executive privilege.
By now, we're all used to seeing videos of unruly passengers misbehaving on airplanes, but two pilots were recently shown the emergency exit after fighting, wait for it, in the cockpit, wait for it, during a flight. The now suspended pilots were found by Air France cabin crew, who had to break up the brawl and leave just one crew member to finish the flight from Geneva to Paris. The airline has been criticized just this week for not paying enough attention to safety measures.
Teachers in Ohio have had most of their demands met after striking at the start of the school year. Thousands were at the picket lines in Columbus last week, demanding bigger pay raises, smaller class sizes, and climate controls in their classrooms. After hours of negotiations, an agreement was reached between the union and the school district over the weekend. The Columbus Education Association tweeted, "When we fight together, we win together."
Just when you thought the future couldn't get any more bleak, NFTs have officially arrived on Facebook. Meta began testing NFTs on the platform earlier this summer and expanded NFT support on Instagram to 100 countries earlier this month. So now, if you connect a digital wallet to Facebook or Instagram, you can access and post your digital collectibles to either platform. NFT sales have fallen off a cliff since they peaked in January. Maybe this will help? Maybe?
NASA's first mission to the moon since 1972 will have to wait about another week. The Artemis 1 mission was supposed to lift off this morning, sending a crewless capsule on a 42-day trip around the moon and back. Thousands had traveled to Florida to see the launch. Even VP Kamala Harris was scheduled to attend. But a fuel leak was discovered last minute, and now liftoff won't happen until Friday at the earliest, according to the AP. Artemis 1 is the first major test flight in NASA's plan to get astronauts back onto the lunar surface by 2025, and it's part of the more ambitious goal of sending humans to Mars.
Hey, if you like any of these segments that we're producing for The Refresh from Insider, did you know that you can share any of them on social media? It's true. Just look in the description section of your podcast app and you'll see a little share link next to each story. It's super easy. Give it a try. Coming up, we dive into a new workplace scam, outsourcing your job. Britney Spears is speaking out about her recently terminated conservatorship. The pop star posted a 22-minute audio clip to YouTube on Sunday, which has since been deleted. She talked about the abuse she suffered during the 13 years her family was in charge of her life.
I had to do what I was told. I was told I was fat every day. I had to go to the gym. I had to just... And I'd never remember feeling so demoralized and just... They made me feel like nothing, and I went along with it because I was scared.
Spears also said she's turned down, quote, lots and lots of money to do a tell-all interview with Oprah because she says her experience is, quote, beyond a sit-down proper interview.
Are you looking for a great hobby to really boost your appeal on the dating apps? Search no further. Pumpkin boating. I'd say you're welcome, but credit for the spectacular idea goes partly to 60-year-old Dwayne Hansen, who just broke the world record for longest journey by pumpkin boat. Hansen hollowed out an 846-pound pumpkin, put a cooler inside it, and paddled down the Missouri River 38 miles from Bellevue to Nebraska City this weekend. It took him 11 hours. The previous record for journey by pumpkin boat is 25 miles, but Guinness World Records still has to certify Hansen's achievement.
The next group to unionize might not work in a coffee shop or a warehouse, but on the baseball field. The MLB Players Association is pushing minor league baseballers to vote for a union. What's pretty wild here is that minor league baseball player salaries have stayed pretty much the same for the past 25 years, which means many aren't on a living wage.
If you see any fish-flavored treats falling from the sky over the next few months, you might want to leave them for the raccoons. The USDA is dropping oral rabies vaccines from planes and helicopters to fight outbreaks in wildlife, particularly raccoons. They'll be scattered in rural, suburban, and urban areas across the East Coast through October. And don't worry, if your dog picks one up and eats it, it's totally safe.
Hey, look, a holiday that I can get behind. National Cinema Day. It's a very real thing that was just invented by the Cinema Foundation.
National Cinema Day, an event unlike any before.
To celebrate and to get people back into the theaters, movie tickets across the country will only cost $3 on Saturday. You heard that right, $3 plus taxes and fees. So far, at least 3,000 theaters from chains like Regal and AMC have signed up for the deal. Fans of working from home often say it offers a better work-life balance, freedom to walk the dog or do a load of laundry, but what if it freed you up from doing the actual work? Our regular contributor Rebecca Knight says some folks are using work-from-home policies to scam their boss by outsourcing their job. Rebecca, what is going on here?
Well, first of all, I want to say that the vast majority of workers are doing their jobs and diligently attending their meetings, getting their work done, walking their dog for 15, 20 minutes during the day. Most workers are doing their jobs, but there are some workers who have this nefarious side hustle and they are finding other people to do their jobs for them.
So we actually talked to you a while back about people who are outsourcing interviews, like folks who might have a coach or a ringer offering them answers off Zoom camera during interviews. So there is some precedent here?
Exactly. And so if this is most common, according to the people I spoke to, in IT-centric jobs, so coding, developer, technical roles, they're being hired to do a job, and then they are finding other people, often in lower-cost countries like China and Pakistan and India, to do the work for them. And so the people who are working for the global companies, often based in the U.S. or Western Europe, they can then have multiple contracts at these companies.
So this idea isn't really new, right? Why are we hearing about it more now?
Many people have done this in the past. There was a story in China back in 2013. An American programmer at Verizon had outsourced his job to China so he could watch cat videos. He was found out by the company, and that story briefly set the internet on fire, as those stories often do. But it's happening now more and more because of, as you said, we're in this remote work era where many people aren't physically going to an office, so they can get away with this more. We're also amid an acute labor shortage. There simply aren't enough workers to do the jobs that companies need them to do. And so employees have the upper hand here.
So how are workers actually getting away with this?
A hiring manager might be inclined to look the other way. I mean, the work is getting done. And if they might suspect that someone that they hire to do the job isn't doing the job because, say, the work takes an excessive time to complete, their employee can't come on camera, can't make that certain meeting, the IT department notices something going on with the IP activity, which is going to set up some red flags.
So when I first read this story, I was thinking, what's the big deal? I mean, as long as the work gets done, right? Isn't that kind of what we all care about, that the work just gets done?
Actually, a lot of people on LinkedIn have said, well, look, companies have been taking advantage of workers forever. This is one time that workers are paying them back. Okay, sure. That's one argument. but it is highly unethical. The company thinks they've hired you and your credentials and your expertise and your background. They are paying you and you're not doing that job. And so it really opens the company up to a lot of vulnerabilities and security breaches. There could be accidental or even purposeful data leakage. It's also much more susceptible to intellectual property theft or stealing secrets or software or code.
Boils down to don't engage in fraud, guys. Just don't.
Yeah, not a good idea.
So what would need to change in order to stop this from happening in the future?
Managers, employers need to understand how to effectively manage their remote workforces. There needs to be more training on technology protocols and data privacy. Hybrid and remote work is here to stay. Too many workers say that it is critical to their work-life satisfaction. And I think that they're showing they can get the job done when they're working from home. And so to take that away from them is not a smart business move. And a lot of employers have recognized that. At the same time, they need to understand, okay, so if this is going to be the workforce we have, we need to figure out how we're going to do it and how we're going to build and maintain trust.
Rebecca, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure coming on.
Rebecca Knight is a senior correspondent covering careers and the workplace at Insider.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.